John. He's going to do that.
Thank you for holding. Is this Eric?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Eric. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good. What's going on?
So far, so good. It's been a crazy day, to be honest with you. But Lulu was flagging me down here and asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. She's requesting our Labor Day promotion for Monday. Okay. did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how the actual placement works?
So my brother's still setting me up a website. I haven't got my website up and running yet, but is that going to be an issue?
No, not at all. The Google business profile is actually what we're getting into and verifying and doing the optimization. So back in the day, you used to have a website in order to get listed on Google. Now you just need a Google business profile. So we could actually list people on the first page with no site at all.
Okay. And then you can add that after the fact?
Yeah. We hyperlink the website. So that, have you ever seen that little icon there? It says website and it's got like a little globe.
Mm-hmm. I click it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So we just hyperlink it to the Google business profile. But that actual page right there is just a condensed version of the Google business profile. So short answer, yes. We hyperlink it and attach it when it's ready. You've got to send it in to us. And then this will put it in position to be seen by people at the moment they're looking for an excavating contractor, which is always good.
Yeah,
the beauty of this placement and the reason it's so sought after is because you don't have to pay per lead or clicker call. Other placements on Google are pay-per-click, and the Google Guarantee guys are doing pay-per-lead. So, and then there's a lot of other things out there. I see you already got one of them, actually. Lulu just sent me a link for Home Advisor.
Yeah, and I'm paying per lead on that one, which I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah.
But,
they get their leads from Google, actually. They're on the first page for excavation in this area, too. So. They're basically just reselling you leads they're getting from Google, if I'm being transparent with you. So, I mean, with this, I'll cut out your middleman in that situation where you don't have to pay per lead or deal with the leads being sold to three or four other guys. We just put your number and your information up there on the Google business profile, and they could just call you directly from there.
Okay, so you just cut out Home Advisor pretty much, and I could drop that.
Yeah, you want to give us like at least 2 weeks to get everything up and running though before you drop them. But yeah, once it's up and running, you know, I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you won't see value in paying per lead when you have, you know, opportunities starting to come in from your first page placement on Google. We don't just list you on Google either. Actually, we complete your online profile. So, you know, you're on the first page of Bing. They pull from Google's top three guys for their top five recommendations. Same thing with like the Amazon Alexa devices and Apple Safari for the iPhones defaults to the Google guys. So there'd be a top option on all those platforms. And then there's also a Facebook business page and Facebook ads that we run for you too. So we'll have various different ways.
I've been paying for those too.
You've been doing Facebook ads already?
Yeah, I've been trying to do those too.
Okay. You're doing it yourself? Are you having success with it, or do you think it's something you need help with?
I've been doing it myself, been paying quite a bit. I don't know if it's actually paying off, but.
Yeah. Well, we have Meta certified technicians in-house that'll do a weekly posting for you and then run the ads, and they set up, the ads are professionally set up, and then they text you like a rough draft basically of the ad before they publish it. And then you got to give us like the go ahead if you're okay on it. So instead of you having to sit down on the computer, you know, and set it all up and monitor it, they do that for you, and then you can focus just on like the leads and the job opportunities that it's generating.
Okay.
So, how much are you setting aside for Facebook?
Right now it's probably $300 a month.
Okay. That sounds about right. I wouldn't recommend doing that much, though. I'd want to evaluate it on a smaller scale, basically like rinse your hands of everything that you've done so far, so that way we can kind of figure out with our own analytics, the meta-analytics, on what's going to work best for you and then kind of attack it that route. But do you get texting on this number?
I do.
Okay. Here, I'm just going to send you a link to the pricing page so you could see the breakdown of it. This is the traditional pricing structure. So this is without the Labor Day promotion or me waiving the setup fees because your business is new.
Okay, I'll click on it right now.
Okay. The website. So your website, you've already purchased the domain and everything? You've already paid the guy that's creating it?
I haven't paid my brother yet, no, but he's creating it for me.
Yeah, even better. You don't gotta pay him. He owes you.
He owes me. I owe him.
And then what about hosting for the site? Did you get a deal on the hosting when you bought the domain name?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's through Squarespace. I don't know. What? That's all I know.
Okay. Yeah, usually they have a deal where they'll give you a year of hosting when you purchase a domain through them. So here, let me I can look at your exact deal. Do you know the name of your domain from Squarespace? Is it just openrangeexcavation.com?
I think it's openrangexllc.com.
Okay, just exllc.com. Okay, exact match. Now, so this one's available currently on Squarespace. It's saying $14.
He hasn't done it yet. He was telling me there's a $60, there's a $14 one. I don't know the difference, so.
Yeah, I don't really see this either. This one's normally $20, but it's for $14. This one's openrangeexllc.com. Let me see. Yeah, wow. So the domain they're saying is just $14 for the year. That's crazy. That's really cheap. Let me see if they have any extra hosting charges. Okay. Hidden in the back here. But that's good though, if you have that domain and they send you the paperwork that you have, that you own that domain, that's awesome. That's a heck of a deal. And then just go ahead and hyperlink it. But what I was thinking I could do for you, from a package perspective, I was thinking I could put you on the Platinum Bundle, which is the very last package down. That one has all the bells and whistles. It even has Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack to go along with all the other features that I mentioned. And it has an in-depth tracking system that you could download to your mobile device. And you could request reviews from clients. It'll have tracking for all platforms. Basically, it'll be a hub that'll hold all your leads in there. So that way you're never worried about, when your next job opportunity is going to come in. You'll have the new ones coming in, and then you'll be able to go into this pipeline, and you'll have all these guys saved. So normally this package though, it's usually $5.99. With the new in business credit, I can waive the $2.99 setup fee down in the fine print, and then the Labor Day promotion will allow me to cut the pricing structure in half. So I could actually drop it down to just $2.99, which is our essential package. And then you get all the other products and features for free. And then you do have full access to our graphic design team too. So if your buddies have, or your brother's having any problems with your website, or you need help, we have 24/7 customer service and a graphic design team that'll still be accessible to you because of that Platinum package bundle. I mean, they could pretty much build it from scratch if he's having any problems with it, or they could just kind of go step by step and make sure that he's getting it to look exactly how you want it to look and represent the business properly.
Okay.
So that's always a nice feature. And then that pricing structure would be locked in, by the way, Eric. So you keep that rate month to month as long as you're with us. It's not going to go back up to the $5.99 pricing structure later.
So it's still, would it be, still be $1,098 right up front and then $2.99
a month? No. Today it would just be $2.99 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it's going to be $2.99.
And you said, and does that include me? Does that include Facebook ads? So I don't have to worry about paying for those anymore.
Yeah, but so the thing is with this budget, this is why I was asking you what you were paying for Facebook ads. They're only going to allot $100 of that $299 directly into Facebook ads. If you want to put more into Facebook ads, we got to extend that. So, if you want 200 in Facebook ads, then your monthly budget's going to be $399. If you want 300 into Facebook ads, then you're going to be spending $499.
Okay.
Yeah, but the minimum that they tell us to start with is the 100. And I think that's the smartest way to go about it too, so we could like launch the campaign, get a good evaluation of it within the first week, like how many results it's bringing in, how much traffic we're able to generate. Obviously, we want to broaden your service area as much as possible and see what we can bring in, but obviously, you don't want to just throw like $1,000 at it and see what sticks. We kind of want to evaluate it from a smaller scale before we approach you with that data and recommend expanding or spending more money on it.
Yeah, I
Make
agree.
sense? Yeah, it's like
Yeah,
a little science.
I've been doing the little throwing money at it, and it's not really working, so.
Yeah, it's never a good way to go. Yeah, you want to treat it like you're poor, like make every dollar count and just be very tedious with it, and then you find what works, then you can throw the money at it. You got to know what's exactly going to work for you and your business. Every company's different.
Okay.
So if I could do that for you at the $299 month to month for the Platinum Bundle, is that something you could see a value in doing for Open Range Excavation LLC?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, I've already seen what you're doing now, so it's like if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, you're already like battle tested and gone through boot camp. Like every lead you get from them, they want to charge you for it, whether you get it or not, and then they're selling it to four or five guys. It's like if you can close even one of those, then imagine what it's like to have somebody calling you live, like regular average Joe down the street. Hey, I need help with this excavation job. It's a no brainer. And then you having the Google business profile, the reviews, the website set up. I mean, you fast forward 45, 60 days from now, you'll be real happy that you did this.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. And I'm looking for any changes here too. I do have a lot of the information already, but I just want to verify. So on the first page of Google, you can only list one number as your primary line of contact. Is the number we're on right now the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Okay, so 360-431-8939.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name, Eric?
It's Trinklein, Trinklein.
Okay, I want to make sure I spelled this correctly. It kind of sounds like how you pronounce it, though. Trinklein. Okay. Trinkline. And then do you spell it Eric? First name?
Yeah,
Okay.
Eric.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I have to send you the full agreement in writing since I'm putting you on that platinum package and waiving the setup fee and doing the Labor Day promotion so that we have it documented.
It's openrangexllc@gmail.com.
Okay. And that domain shouldn't be showing as available, by the way. So I don't know if your brother purchased it, but it is showing as available unless I'm looking at it wrong. When you do the Open Range X LLC for, like I noticed you already have the Gmail, are you spelling it X as like EX or as in excavation, or is it just the letter X? Like there's no E there.
Open Range has an E on the end, so it's EX, yeah.
No. Is there two E's though? Is it like open, like the E?
There's only one E.
Got it. Okay. Maybe that's the problem. 'Cause when I looked up the domain name on Squarespace, I typed it in as like Open Range and then EX, like excavation. And that way there's two E's in there and that domain's available, but maybe this one's not.
Well, he hasn't paid. We haven't paid anything yet, so I don't think he's got anything going yet. So.
Okay. Do you just want us to handle it?
Yes, sure.
Like we have a team of professionals here and it's a part of the service already. It's no extra charge to
Sure, I can tell him that
Yeah,
I'm just
just
going to
tell
pay
them
for
like,
it.
hey, I already got it handled. Yeah, because it's better for us to have it all in-house too, because if Google tells us like, hey, you need to make a change to this, so that way it matches up with like the keywords and services you're listed for, we don't have to like call you and then tell you to tell your brother to do this stuff. We could just hey, this is what Google's saying, and then, you know, we could get in there and change it, update it on our own. It'd be a lot faster, smoother process.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I've just been doing 24 hours.
Okay, I'll just leave it open availability. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
I've never accepted card before, but I'm pretty sure I can figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. It's usually good. Wait until you got somebody that needs it before you go set it up. At least that way you got money coming in already instead of, like, taking money out of your pocket to pay to get it all squared away. They have all these apps nowadays, too, that you could use. Google.
There's like 100 apps.
Yeah. There's so many different ones. It's kind of overkill. But Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I don't actually have to display your address, Eric, but what's the street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to in the mail?
So it's 22410 Northeast Poynter Road. That's P-O-Y-N-E-R.
Oh, okay. I put a P-O-I. And, okay, I found it. Brush Prairie, and then it's 98606.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then do you want me to hide the address online?
Sure.
Okay. So it'll still say Brush Prairie. Yeah, I'll hide it for you. You're in an industry where you go to them, so Google actually recommends that you hide it. You shouldn't really have anybody showing up here unless you have, like, a brick-and-mortar location. Okay, so I got your business profile created, and then we want to interview you at a set time tomorrow. What's your schedule look like?
So I got a job. I work nights tonight, and then I got a job from 8 a.m. to about 1 o'clock, and I got a – my schedule's pretty busy, actually, tomorrow. I'm doing a – I got to meet with my kid's teacher at school, and then
– Shoot, okay.
Maybe like 3, 4 o'clock.
Okay. I could do 3 to 4. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before just as a heads up, make sure you're done with the kids' school and everything.
Okay, sounds good.
They just started today, right?
Yeah, my eldest started today.
Yeah, my son too. Okay, let me update. That's your oldest. That's my oldest too. You have a younger one? I have a baby boy also. He's 3.
I have 2 5-year-olds that are twins.
Oh, wow. Okay. Both boys?
Boy and girl.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. They always have each other. It's always nice.
Yeah.
Man, my boys don't get along. I think it's just the age gap right now. They're, like, fighting more than they get along. We're working on it.
Yeah, I have that, too.
Oh, yeah. They're not exactly friends?
I think it's just boys.
Are they fraternal? If it's a boy and a girl, it makes them fraternal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not identical because it's a boy and girl, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I got your client interview scheduled between 3 and 4 tomorrow. Last thing I got to do, Eric, is just secure your first month's payment, and then when this clears, you're going to get an automated outline of the agreement. You'll get a username and password for your tracking system, and they're also going to text you and email you a Google verification form that you'll have to fill out. That'll ask you to send in some paperwork and, like, some pictures and stuff to the Google headquarters. So, how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Just do it all. Just get on my card.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This card?
Yeah. Does it have the business name on it?
No, it's under my name.
Okay. I'm just going to make sure I put Open Range Excavation LLC in there, so that way you could write it off later. Okay, and then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, the Poynter Road.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, so you got 4270.
4270.
8250.
8250.
3093.
3093.
0668.
0668. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
We've got 725.
725, and then 3-digit code on the back.
549.
549, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification This is an added form of protection. It's like a 60-second recording. If I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Open Range Excavation LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Eric Trinkline, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. But if you're going to add anything after today, I tried to set you up so that you shouldn't need anything else because we don't like doing all that cross communication stuff. But if you're going to add anything after today, just double check that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay. Do you guys have like an app or something that I can download?
Oh yeah. Yep. There's an app and then there's also a YouTube video, that's going to come with the login credentials. It'll show you how to use it. You could just download it to your mobile device. You'll have everything right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that over to you in just a second. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up with us. But again, it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 28th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign as a part of a new in business credit, and then I locked you in at this discounted pricing structure as part of our Labor Day promotion. So when the term is completed, the agreement is going to be set to automatically renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll be in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. That will never go up or change. And then it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing's due, so that way we can stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Are you getting text messages?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Are your kids screaming, wife screaming?
She's spraying bees and she's having a terrible time.
Oh, Jesus.
Getting you.
Yeah, you're just going to piss them off doing that. Not the best way to go about it. You know, the most effective way I've ever got rid of a bee's nest was using a fire extinguisher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, it's way more effective. I notice when I spray them with the hose, they just get all pissed off and I get stung a couple times. But if you have a fire extinguisher, and they just kind of like freeze instantly. it's like ice, and then they just all drop to the floor, and you just kind of sweep them up and throw them away.
Where'd you spray?
Oh,
that's way up there.
Here, I'll take it.
You're in the wind.
It's going to go right back at you.
It's gonna go right back at you.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay.
There's a ladder sitting right here.
Sounds like a crazy situation. I didn't want you to get your undivided attention there. Where you guys get stung. Oh no. Okay. That just sounds too funny on my side. So you should have a couple of text messages that came through though, Eric. Are you seeing these?
Sorry, put you on speaker real quick again.
It's okay.
I thought I was going to speak about text messages, but yes, I do have some.
Okay.
So. Profile verification thing.
Yeah, so the Google verification form, you want to fill that out at your earliest convenience and send it in to us. That's actually going to go directly to the Google headquarters, and then they'll put the badge and the check mark on your listing that says you're a Google verified contractor. after we get the PIN verification letter in the mail. Sometimes if you submit this and you have everything and they don't need anything extra, then they'll just go ahead and verify you before the letter even gets there. So it's always good to send that in, fill it out as best you can. But if you're missing anything, don't panic. You know, we still got the PIN coming in the mail, and we could always do a video verification if need be. And then there should be an outline of the agreement as well. It'll say terms. You do have to sign off on that also. It's just going to outline everything in the Platinum Bundle for the $299 pricing structure, and then it'll have the billing date and cancellation policy outlined. And then you'll also get another email and text message with the username and password for your tracking system. And then the email will have a YouTube video in there so you can learn how to use the tracking system and download the app.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. I did send you a calendar invitation for the client interview tomorrow. So you should have that there in your email. And then again, we're going to text you 1 hour before, just as a heads up reminder, make sure you're all done with the school stuff before we call you. And if anything changes or you can't make it, just communicate. I'll actually send over my direct number and extension to you right now as well. So that way you don't have to go through just customer service every time.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, you guys have a great evening, and then good luck with the bees, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to go try to help out a little bit.
All right, Eric. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.